Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night, May the 20th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 83 degrees and sunny skies here in the state of Ohio, and boy, have you tuned in for a great show tonight. This is one for the record books, folks. I'm telling you what, get out your recorders, get out your devices or whatever you have. This is a show you will not want to miss. Two solid live hours here with a panel that has never been assembled. We just hooked up moments ago, and we're raring to go here tonight, pre-Memorial Day weekend coming up next weekend. Now, our guests tonight are two people who are two of my all-time favorites. They have been on this show before. I do want to say, by the way, Angie Evers normally co-hosts this show with me. She is out tonight. She's in Columbus picking up her son, who's back from the military. So Brandon and Angie and Natalie, hope all is well wherever you are. And our two guests tonight are both legends in their field. One of them was a wrestling legend, is a wrestling legend, and noted as one of the best talkers of all time. He still has it, and we've had him on three mornings this week, and so glad he could join us for the 2 hours tonight for this epic conversation. He is the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, and our other guest is the man who broke into broadcasting many years ago and has been an entertainment sensation. He invented the viral video. He's a dear friend of mine. He has run for president. He has thought about running for governor. He is known as the man with the golden voice, but what he truly is the man with the golden heart and a man whose broadcasting abilities are unparalleled in the world of broadcasting. When they have a record that's a one-hit wonder, it's a one-hit wonder, and you play it once. But if you play it forever, it's called a classic. And both of these men are classics. For the next two solid hours, I'm going to get out of the way here just to moderate this show. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Gentlemen, welcome to Friday night.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and I'm sure I wanted to bring Thunderbolt in with a lightning promo. Ladies and gentlemen, Marion, Ohio, and the state, please welcome to the, what was the name of the show again?
Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live. Give a warm welcome to the champion of all champions, Thunderbolt Patterson.
Heaven high. Heaven high, giving God all the praise and all the glory. Thank God I'm here, above ground. How you doing, amen, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well, Thunderbolt. Truly a pleasure to meet you. You know, I've been to a couple of the wrestling with Bobo Brazil, and I think it was a couple others that were in Marion, and Scott invited me, and I got a chance to talk to those pros. So now I'm getting the chance to talk to you. You were, I think, Scotty, hadn't it been a while since you had scheduled Thunderbolt to be on in Marion?
Yeah, Thunderbolt, I think, was last year back. Oh, no, he was here last year for his 80th birthday party, last July.
Oh, happy birthday, belated birthday, Thunderbolt.
Well, thank you very much. I got another one coming up in a month or so.
Yeah. Hey, Thunderbolt, I know this is Friday Night Live, and Scott Spears is the host, and God bless you, Angie, if you can hear us. But I do want to say, can I get a chance to give you, ask a few questions of your your history in wrestling?
Shoot.
Help yourself. It's up to Scott. This is y'all.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm taking over here.
No, go right ahead, Ted.
Okay, because I don't get a chance to interview very much. But all I wanted to do is, I'm sure you were in the era of wrestling when it was all presumed to be fake. I used to look at a lot of wrestling magazines, And I'm talking about when Ric Flair was doing his thing and all those guys. But it'd be a lot of blood. Is there very much bleeding in the ring?
Understanding the truth. Wrestling is just like everything else. It is and has been a multi-million-dollar business. And understanding that a few years back in when the war begun, when they changed so many different things, and when people were coming into the wrestling, the promoters was hiring people that didn't know anything about wrestling and people that would come from Hollywood. And it all went to script lines. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you
there? Two questions I was going to say to piggyback in that vein is that, A, I gather that you said they was hiring people who had no knowledge of wrestling or any skills toward that venue. So as those the ones that all the bloodshed was coming from, they were getting...
No. Those were individuals that the no good promoters was letting call the business, call the shots. Like people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Calling the shots. And no, years and years ago, when you're talking about those days with Bobo Brazil, Bearcat Wright, the Sheik, and individuals like that, them individuals, it was a business, but there was no storylines. And as you were around the scene, you saw more blood than anything ever. In the history of wrestling, everybody had it. Abdul the Butcher. You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this now. I call when you're seeing all of that blood, and which it is blood, it ain't no capsules or nothing like that. It's what they do something to cut themselves or whatever. But my theory is that you don't have to have all of that blood. You don't have to have all of the sex. You don't have to have all of the things where you cannot have a family group thing. No. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. Did that answer your question?
I can do it.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Thunderbolt. Scotty, I got to take a pause for the calls real fast, and I'm coming right back on the air. Just pause me.
All right. Now.
Come on, Scotty. Let's keep on going.
Good. Well, we're not stopping. We're live here. Thunderbolt. Right. Okay, right. Thunderbolt. I want to talk to you about Memorial Day coming up. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about the recipe. Now, I want to give that again because people have been asking about this. Now, this is Thunderbolt Patterson's potato salad. Potatoes. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, eggs, onion, garlic salt, excuse me, cayenne, red pepper, a little bit of sugar. I can't give my specialty on it. But I can take those things right there and make an individual want to slap somebody.
Relish. We forget the relish.
Relish. See how I am? I'm getting old. That's what I need. See, that is what makes it so good. When you have people around you that is true and right, and remember, like you remember that. That's helping me out.
Well, I'm going to try to...
That's what we're supposed to do. Help people. Help our people. It's love and peace and come together. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's why I'm trying to lean on you to get this secret ingredient.
I might. Now, I'm not saying for sure, but I might let Angel know a little something about it after you taste it.
Oh, okay. So you'll whip it up. You'll whip this up, this Thunderbolt potato salad.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Now, are we going to have this with ribs?
Well, I'm sure you we have some ribs with it, because you got to have ribs on a holiday or whatever. You have ribs, and see, I'm a chicken eater or a turkey eater. So therefore, you know, you have ribs, turkey, chicken. I mean, whatever you want. You know, I eat turkey sausage, where you might like a regular hamburger. I haven't ate any pork or beef since 1975.
Now, here's an interesting thing. We have a gentleman here at the station who is trying to lose weight. Now, what advice would you give to somebody trying to lose weight?
That ice cream is one day, you know, that good ice cream and back from the table. Small, you know, there's so many things out there that is not good for you, or there's so many things out there they say that's not good for you. But the main part is pushing yourself back from that table and not eating, not glutton. No, glutton, being a glut is a sin.
Yeah, you don't want to be a glutton. Now, Ted, are you there?
Hello. Yes, absolutely. Let me just mention one thing, and I failed to do so to the listeners as well as you. I do part-time home health care for a gentleman who's very near and dear to my heart, and it was just in a situation in which I had to assist him in a matter. So every so often I break away, because, you know, when you've been around someone for a long time and you don't, and actually my girlfriend, as you well know, Kathleen, for 32 years, passed away, and I was looking forward to moving to Marion. You remember, Scott, you had the place all ready for us, and we were going to move to Marion, and I was going to commit myself to being her home health care aide. So that's what I'm doing, yeah.
Do I understand?
Well, man, that's a very honorable thing, you know, because that's one of the things that senior citizens need. And I have a daughter that does that, and also she's in the process of taking care of lawns. I mean, beautifying lawns and you know, things like
landscaping.
Landscaping and they have a group of people, ladies, that does it, that goes in and help people. You just join the group, and the team will come in and help you do different things that you need done. But getting back to what you said, that's one of my ambitions, is what you're doing, is to have a ambulance ready wherever, so that you can. Our biggest problem, one of the biggest problems, is not getting the proper help in time and not having the proper help to take care of individuals. Children and senior citizens are the most two abused people in the world. And that's very noble of you, sir. That's one thing that I take my hat off to you.
Yeah, I understand. You know, thank you so much for your consideration and your adulation for what I'm doing. And you're right, our seniors do need help. So if you can volunteer or just take it upon yourself to have one of your neighbors who needs care, please go ahead and do it. It's not always about the money. It's about the caring, the empathy, the compassion.
Say
we all like
again,
to get paid
man.
For it, but, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't
again.
Happen. I said, we all like to. Oh, I said, if you have a neighbor or any senior that might need your help in any matter, whether it's home health care or whatever, man, take it upon yourself, man. And don't deny yourself the blessings that come when you do things kind and compassionate and empathetic and all of those things. You know, put yourself in that place, and you'll see that you will have a matter of love.
Now, Ted, Thunderbolt and I were talking about weight loss. We were talking about weight loss.
I heard you say that, and I love when Thunderbolt said, keep your mouth closed. Or did he say that?
He said, no gluttony.
But, yeah, no gluttony. Yeah,
Push your weight from the table. And there's so many things that sweets and stuff like that, you know, or did they, or get a gluttony and eat too much.
Old-time wrestler. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, let me just say this here. I love full-figured women, if you must know. And they've always had diet concerns and so forth. A woman is always, no matter what, if she's a size 12, she'll still say, I got to lose some weight, you know, or 16 or even 18. My mother was a full-figured woman, and she wore a 18, but she had so much good foundation. Back then, they had girdles and all kind of situations, foundations that could help keep certain tucks in, you know. But when she took that girdle off, Lord have mercy. No, I'm just teasing.
Thunderbolt, how do you like your women, Thunderbolt?
But dieting was always back in the day, and that was back in the day when Dick Gregory had the Bahamian diet. It was newly concepted, and there were a lot of people going for that. Then, of course, they were talking about the cabbage soup every day. I guess that was the only thing you lived off, cabbage soup. Yeah. Which pretty good for your bowels. It'll release, you know, some of the weight gain. But I don't know if I'd depend on eating cabbage.
Now, Thunderbolt, how do you like your women?
I didn't get that, Scott.
I say, how do you like your women? Ted likes them full figured.
Well, I don't discuss my women. That's a private thing for me.
That's good. That's good. Well, here's
what I'm saying.
I have no problem.
Yes, absolutely. I do.
Listen to me. Y'all listen to me. There's two things. Well, there's three things that really will get under my skin. And that's dealing with my money, my children, or my lady, or wife, or whoever. I don't play them type of games. I don't talk about yours. I don't talk about mine.
That's true. That's a good rule to have.
I respect people's space, and you know, whatever a person likes, that's fine. But with me, I don't discuss my woman.
Hey, no problem there. You know, I thought this would be a good question tonight with all the graduations coming up. What advice would you have? We'll start with Ted, and then we'll go to Thunderbolt. Ted, what advice would you have for the class of 2022 graduating?
Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't let anything distract your focus on whatever you desire, and by all means pursue your purpose along with your gifts. And your journey will be somewhat interesting and uneventful to a point where you've lived what you always wanted to do. I mean, you've done everything you've wanted to do. And graduating is first step. Then communicate. That's the other staple point. Communicate. You have to learn to effectively communicate with all cultures and all types of people, you know. And you'll find yourself very much, you know, open up yourself. Don't be too introverted, but at the same time, don't let the world, don't give the world your open book like I did. I had I didn't perceive that anybody would be interested in reading the life story of Ted Williams. But I did want to become a radio communicator, a radio broadcaster, and I've lived my dream. I've interviewed many celebrity like you, Scotty, and I just took it for granted. There's where I fell short. And I think when we fall short of acknowledging God in all of our ways, that's where the devil gets in where he fits in. And all God requires us is to be do unto those as you'd want others to do unto you. And he wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways, not just some of the ways, all your ways. That's what I learned there on during that period that I stood on the exit ramp holding signs begging for money. You know, I had no idea that the viral video was going to be of any importance. I didn't know anything about viral videos. When they told me I had a viral video, I thought they were referring to me creating a illness inside of computer hardware. And I thought the FBI was putting up a sting down at WNCI with Dave and Jimmy to get me down there and arrest me for something. But I knew that I didn't do nothing. You know, I didn't have a phone that I could post videos on or anything like that. And looking the way I did when that video was posted, I wouldn't have been interested to do so anyway.
That's good advice.
But that's the good advice that I want to give the graduating seniors of 2022. Keep your eyes on the prize. Always stay focused and figure out what your purpose is with what you're studying or what you plan to study. I don't know how many of those graduates are going to college and all. But it all starts with communications, being able to communicate effectively to everybody. Don't let anybody's financial status or anything deter you. You're not getting feedback somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, there anyway. We go.
So, that's what I give my advice. The man with the golden hair.
Thunderbolt, what's your advice?
Absolutely. The first one, you know, I was at my great grandbaby's graduation. Met with her principal, so where she's going to College in Savannah. And
Savannah, Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And these are the words that I gave her.
Okay.
I mean, she have done so wonderful to get to the point where she is, and I told her, if you put God in front of everything, and focus, there is nothing that you can't do, and you don't have to worry or wonder about anything. Just pray, keep on praying, and if one thing for sure, if you put your mind on Jesus, he's going to give you the purpose if you are right. He gonna
that's
show
right,
you,
that's right.
My baby is going to college to be an architect.
Okay.
And grandpa is gonna do everything possible as long as she stays focused.
To help her
do whatever she wants done. This whole thing, man. This whole thing is about family. Because we come through life so many things that hinder, that we don't understand. And then we start dealing with other people or with some of the things that they're teaching, we get sidetracked.
Yes,
so we got
do.
To stay focused and we got to make the change of direction, because a lot of things that we go through in our bringing up at home life, it sticks with individuals and it hurt them in the long run.
Absolutely.
Understand that nobody is above the law, and you said it, you hit the nail right on the head. Treat people the way you want to be treated and surrender yourself to God. And you ain't got to worry about nothing and nobody.
You got to have that willingness and desire.
That's not saying that you're not going to have problems and things. But when you're going, if you have your mind set in that manner, when you study, it makes a difference. I mean, it'll make a difference. Now, I didn't go to college. I had to find all these things out. They kicked me out at 9, and when I was in 9th grade, I had to find all these things out, dealing with crooks and family and all them different things. It came for 56 years when I left Waterloo, Iowa. My pastor, Reverend R.S. Ruckett, told me, say, son, I was 23 years old. He said, son, whatever you want to do, whatever you do in life, don't make sure you don't forget, and make sure you take Jesus with you. I didn't understand it then. I wish I had. After them few years, after those few years, I thank God I saw it very early, because God, I'm a living witness, and you are too.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, there's no way of all of the obstacles, all of the trials and tribulations that you and I have gone through in life, that's the only thing that kept us, and that's the only reason we're here.
That's right.
All right, now I'm gonna take a turn here, because before we were talking, before we went on the air, we got about a minute in with introductions, and the topic of discussion was Ted's possible run for governor, maybe as a write-in candidate if some issues aren't addressed. Ted, kind of let people know what's going on with that, and then Thunderbolt, you weigh in on this.
Well, I think I'm addressing some mental health issues a little more head-on or face-to-face. And so once I get that together, I think I mentioned sometime this week you and I had a discussion what was bothering me in terms of depression and how severe did it get enough for me to contemplate or consider a suicide because of the late Naomi Judd.
Yeah.
So, the famous recording group, the Judds. Now, I will say this, I'm keeping that focus. Now I'm trying to, because of the primary results with the gubernatorial race, I've considered maybe even coming back. Now, the last time I had people thinking that maybe I'd be a great write-in on a Democratic ticket, and I understand, as you told me, 48% of the vote went to Governor DeWine, presently serving as governor, and there was 19 or so counties that, what is it, Anna?
Twenty-two went to Blystone. The governor couldn't even win 50% of the people in his own primary.
Absolutely. So the issues that I would like to address, and I think I've mentioned it many times, and that's just the surface of it. I would like to go ahead and either try to endorse the lovely Anna over there.
Nan.
Was it Dayton, Ohio?
Nan, right? Whaley.
Yeah, Ann Whaley.
Nan.
And okay, I don't. Give me an old man, leave me alone. what I was getting ready to say is I'd like to help endorse her and campaign with her or for her in some of the counties that I'm nearby here in Columbus, and try to become somewhat of an aide of sorts, a governor's aide, and probably serve as in a position or her cabinet positions or whatever, lending toward the homeless coalition, and maybe doing some what is the city government called?
City council?
City council, yeah. So I can address some of these things with the city council here in Columbus and various counties, even Marion, because I consider Marion as my second home. If people say, where are you from? I say, Ohio. Where do you live? Well, I'm living in Columbus, but I also venture out to Marion, Ohio, which happens to be a very dear friend of mine's hometown. And we'll go to Caledonia, and, do some issues that are of concerns of those citizens, you know. And so that's what I want to do. I want to do somewhat of a little campaign and try to see where I can go with being a write-in for the Democratic ticket, and see that if I can capture a few counties or knock a few marks on the re-election bid for DeWine.
What do you think, Thunderbolt?
Pardon?
Do you think I have a chance, Thunderbolt? Or
I don't know anything at all about that politics. You know, all I know now, here's mine. Good luck to you, and I mean, you certainly know about homeless. You know, and I see that you know about taking care of the elderly people. That's there. That's, you know, that's two of the major things. You know, and the other part is all of the killing and going on and whatever. You know, the main thing is make sure that if you get in, weed out all of the haters and get you a whole new cabinet or whatever you do. But the, and then the other part is ain't nobody, Democrat or Republican, ain't none of them done nothing right.
You're right, Thunderbolt.
Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right on various issues. You're correct. They haven't done a thing. That's what they said about Senator Barack Obama.
Well, say that again. I didn't understand that. Are you there?
Oh.
You got cut off.
Ted, are you there?
Yes, I'm absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Thunderbolt was asking. He didn't catch that last part about Obama.
The last part of that was, yes, getting a whole new administration with the governor's seat. And because there's so many of them that don't live up to their promises and their campaigns and all, I said that's the same thing that some people said about Barack Obama when he was Senator Barack Obama in Chicago. Some of the areas that he represented weren't represented as well as people thought they would be when he became president of the United States. So, for whatever reasons, I think it was just haters. For whatever reasons, he knew the concerns, and I think he addressed it with our stimulus packages and stuff like that.
Now, Thunderbolt, if Ted decides to make some kind of run, when you get up here, would you go around the state with him?
I'll do whatever I can to help.
Yes, Lieutenant Governor Thunderbolt.
Pardon me?
I said Lieutenant Governor Thunderbolt Patterson.
Well, hey, I mean, listen to me now. Let me piggyback on just what you said.
Okay.
And I'm going to see. And when I say this here, people are going to kind of get mad or whatever. There has been nobody in government has done the things that they're supposed to do. And when we bring up Obama, my personal opinion is he done the best he could, other than he didn't go in the door and sign an executive order about the racism and the killing and so forth on. He could have done that. But other than that, all of the haters, because he got in, and it's a shame that we, in 2022, we still talk about racism. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, Thunderbolt, I do.
Well, these two...
That's what it all... Every nationality that has had problems has had executive orders to stop this, to stop that.
That's what I'm trying to do, to assemble a staff that could probably aid me in the directions of just the basic politics, because, we all got to start from somewhere. And,
here's what I'm saying is, let me say this. If it talks about radio or announcing whatever, you and Scott are qualified. If they're talking about wrestling, I know I was qualified, but I was put in the streets. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you understanding me?
I'm understanding you, Thunderbolt.
So what it's all about, I mean, from the beginning of time, things have been messed up. And if you bring up Obama's name now, folks would say, hey, hey, he was a work president, and you know that's a lie. You understand what I'm saying?
Trump?
Pardon me? What? Say that again?
Did you say Trump was the worst president or Barack?
Wait, say that again now. I didn't hear you.
I said, were you speaking specifically about Donald Trump or Barack Obama?
Do I have to make
about being the worst president?
Obama tried to do the best he could. Everything that he done, they stopped it and blocked it. After he got elected. But all I said, he didn't go in and ask for executive orders.
Yes.
And I mean, Trump had big lies, and it's still going. Is that what I told you when I was up there, Scott?
Yep, I believe that was. Now, Ted, what's your feeling on that, Obama versus Trump?
No. I'm not comparing them, because there's no comparison. Obama didn't lead nothing against the United States. He wasn't able to do nothing to help folks. But the worst thing in the world is invading our country, our capital. I mean, you can't compare them two together.
Now, Ted, what's your feeling on the invasion of the Capitol on January 6th?
I think that was very felony-like, or should I say, I think all those people doing that, whether they were instructed to do so by Barack or just their capitalist values, I think it was terrible.
Wait, it was absolutely terrible. Wait a minute. Before you get to, what did you say, Ted?
Ted, you were saying that there was some trouble there, that Trump might have stirred that up. Is that what you were saying, Ted?
Yes, absolutely. I was saying, I don't know, regardless of how that was initiated, whether it was the people of their own values together or some of those rednecks down in them southern states or whomever was instrumental in bringing that insurgents together, then yes, it was a very, very terrible act of U.S. policy, as well as
treason.
Us as a nation. Like, look at America. Look at them. Oh, look. You know, we were a laughing stock. Okay.
It was a bad day. It was a bad day. And
absolutely.
Now here.
And that is the reason they having the investigation now. They will find out all of those different things, and hopefully that we get an honest report. It won't be nothing like 50% of our Congress people standing saying it was all right. Whoever done it. Am I right or wrong?
Well, that's true. We don't want people standing by. Now we're going to move on to a fun topic now here. Get away from the more serious topics here.
Thank you.
Yeah, here we go. Ted Thunderbolt, here's the new topic. There was a study today put on the internet, a story, I guess I should say, rather than a study, that there was this coworker who was having lunch with another coworker, and they reached over and they took something off the coworker's plate without asking them. And the coworker got angry because they felt that you should not be touching my food without asking, but they didn't know if they should say something. So, Ted, what do you think? Should people be taking stuff off people's plates?
I would stab their hand immediately with a fork. You know, come on. I don't care how well I know a person. Why would they reach over the table? Let me ask you. Was it a male and female? Because that might make a difference, because women don't have that, that sudden move that they're going to do, just reach over and grab something off your plate.
You know, I don't know. I think it was just, I think it was two women, to be honest.
Oh, two women?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow. Okay. Well, me personally, male or female, I don't think I would have carried on as much. But yes, I would have said something. I'd have been like, come on, man, I don't reach over in your plate. Or I'd find some reason to, you know, bring some relevance to it, you know. Or just say, you know, I don't want them to believe that I'm a phobic of any kind that just has this thing about people getting food off my... I would say something like, my children, I teach my children not to do that.
Thunderbolt, what do you think? Somebody trying to take something off your plate while dinner's going on?
I would not take anything off of anybody's plate, and that plate is my space. The only somebody that would take something off of my plate would be my wife or my lady.
Now let's.
I don't even want my kids hand in my plate.
No, but let's say, Thunderbolt, that somebody tried to, because this person I don't think asked. They just went after like a French fry on the plate. Now, what would you do? How would you handle that?
You don't play with folks' food.
How about you, Scotty?
How about me? Well, I would not find that appropriate. I don't think I could eat something when somebody had stuck
no,
their.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't want that.
And see, the day, this time and age, you can't put your hand on nobody.
Right.
You know, but normally, if somebody do things, some things they do, I mean, there's a price to pay. But when you're trying to be right, that ain't nothing but the devil, and you don't play with the devil.
Let me ask a question real quick to both of you guys now. And what if somebody says they'd like to taste what's on your plate? Do you reach on your plate and hand it to them, or do you let them reach over and grab the piece that they want or whatever?
Well, if somebody wanted something off my plate and they asked me, I would hand it to them. If they dived over and tried to take something off my plate, see, again, the problem is not do you want a French fry. If you want a French fry, I'll give you a French fry. But it's you putting your hand on my plate if I'm going to continue to eat off the plate. What do you think, Thunderbolt?
You're absolutely right, Scott. And if they ask, and if I wanted them to have it, I would take a fork and give it to them.
Yeah, that's the proper etiquette.
And heaven knows we want etiquette.
But there's some things is off limit.
So I guess the bottom line here is...
Something is you're not supposed to do.
So Thunderbolt, the bottom line here, this person reaches over during lunch break and takes something off your plate. What do you do?
You know what, Scott? See, in Mexico, my reaction would be him not getting up. But you can't respond in that manner because you can't hit on people. Or you're going against the will of God when you react to fools or ignorant people or people or just don't have no respect for other people.
So you would have leveled them, just laid them out.
No. There was a time I was whipping so bad. But now I would really let them know that they don't have their hand in my plate, and that plate, I wouldn't touch the food. They can have that plate.
Now, Ted, what happens? Somebody reaches over at lunch onto your plate. You didn't know it was coming. They grab a French fry. How do you handle it?
Well, I would be very, very offended. But here's the thing. Depending on what's on my plate, whether I'd like to share or wonder about, like if there's some ribs and somebody, you know, reach over my plate to get a rib, they get stabbed. Their hand would get stabbed. I'd take my fork and stab the crap out of their hand. I'd be like, what are you reaching for, man? Ask me for something. But here's the thing I was trying to get at. Do you take your hands to give someone something if, in fact, they wanted to try it or want a piece or whatever? Do you take your hands and hand it to them, or do you let them extend a fork or reach on your plate with their hands, or do you just hold your plate and to them and let them get it off.
No, I would hand it to them.
Who are you asking them? Me or Scott?
Either one.
I would just hand it to them.
Or both of them.
No. I won't understand. No. I would, if I was going to give it to them, they would have to ask for it, and I would take a fork and give it to them. I wouldn't hand it to my plate for them to do nothing to my plate.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to let the audience know. We're at the 2-minute warning here in hour number one, but we got a whole another hour to come here. We're going to take a 15.
Can I ask one question until we get back? Listen.
Yes, go ahead.
You ask a friend of yours to go to a mailbox to get your mail that you receive mail at. Your friend, you're waiting for a check. Your friend, and the friend knows that you're waiting on the check. So he goes and gets the mail, and when he comes back, he gives you the mail, but the envelope is open, and he admits that he did open the envelope. But you've only been knowing this guy for about 5 or more years. What do you do?
Okay,
we'll save that.
That show you that you don't have no friend.
Hey, Thunderbolt.
That ain't no friend.
Thunderbolt.
That's a federal offense. Law.
Right there. Yeah. Call the police and send them to jail.
Pardon?
I say call the police and send them to jail. It's federal offense.
You're listening to Friday Night Live with Scott Spears. I'm Ted Williams, and we're with the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Hey, listen, you keep it right here, Marion. Don't you touch that dial. We've got more of our second hour of things that, what would you do? Those kind of questions. Hey, Scotty, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a little bit of country music.
Country music, old man Thunderbolt. We're going to have fun, and I believe we have a musical performance. Ted, we have a musical performance tonight, don't we, Toys R Us?
Yes, absolutely, we do. And I am a Toys R Us kid.
Oh, my. Hold on to your hats. We got stuff. We got Thunderbolt. We got Ted. We got Friday Night Live.
Tell somebody to tune in.
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial for
love
nor money.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know, that's why it was successful, but